Welcome to Advances in Chemotherapy and Supportive Care. Novel therapy options and management strategies for different types of malignant tumors and prophylactic measures for associated conditions are dramatically expanding the oncology specialist's armamentarium. In this CE activity, we go to Texas to hear how new agents are being developed for breast cancer. From the preventive front, we'll go to Connecticut for a report on improving early detection of breast cancer. Then on to Madison, Wisconsin, to hear what role genetic testing should play in patients at risk for developing cancer. And finally to Philadelphia for the latest treatment guidelines from the National Comprehensive Cancer Network about treating anemia. First, tamoxifen has been the gold standard of treatment for breast cancer since the 1980s. But now there's a challenger, as aromatase inhibitors become an alternative to hormonal therapy without the side effects. Vitamin D analogs have selective mechanisms of action. In patients with CKD, serum PTH is elevated, which can cause bone disease. Calcitriol lowers PTH. Doxycalciferol is a synthetic prohormone that has been associated with hypercalcemia, while the newer active analog paracalcitol has a different mechanism of action.
In addition to careful attention to maintaining the midline position, other measures to assure this procedure's success include use of a shoulder roll to project the larynx anteriorly, jaw lift to elevate the tongue and epiglottis, and gentle handling of the light wand, paying careful attention not to use it like a laryngoscope to push or pry soft tissue. The entrance into the glottis produces a distinctive circumferential glow. The tube then is advanced down the trachea to the sternal notch, and the light wand is withdrawn.